the theme. After hearing about Ancas's passions, Richard quickly came up with a list that they agreed to focus on. Food, music and celebrations, like a birthday party. Richard posed some questions. Who would we invite? What would we eat? Where would it be? How would we decorate the venue? Would there be music and dancing? Ancas listed that he would invite 18 guests to his birthday party, which is Ulang Tahun in Indonesian, and Richard listed 20 guests, with both including family members and close friends. Richard would even get Electric Fire to play, who are a band he supports through Heart and Soul in London. Other than balloons, Ancas didn't want much decoration to feature, but food would play a big part. The focus on the second session was a lot around food: chocolate cake and red velvet cake, chips, pizza, burger, omelette, fried chicken, mee goreng of course, with Richard adding in more healthy options like tomatoes, carrot sticks and hummus. Ancas doesn't like fruit, but a banana did make an appearance. Here are a selection of cakes from Ancas just on A4 paper in black Sharpie pen. We are getting hungry just looking at them. Working in big scale, they both decided they would create the biggest artworks they have ever created, so that the whole party scene could be set across one piece. And both artists worked on these during the Zoom calls, so things were unfolding before our eyes. Ancas worked on a very large piece of thin canvas, layering up his image. He first used bright red to draw the outline of people attending, a rich purple for food outlines and a zingy yellow for outlines of the gifts he would like to receive, like headphones and a Nintendo Switch. Richard cut a very large piece of thick loose canvas, which he felt would be a challenge but plowed on anyway. After gessoing the canvas, he drew on his image with black charcoal and painted in pastel colors throughout to pick out details such as a watermelon, a jug and a banana. Ancas was very observant, so when Richard's banana appeared, a banana appeared on his, and the same with musical notes and simple flowers. What we loved throughout this process is learning Indonesian words for things, with Richard featuring these in his own artwork. Serangka, watermelon. Ulang Tahun, birthday party. Enik, delicious. Chicky balls, chocolate balls. Kucing, cat.